from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring science and the environment. Congress recently passed tougher limits on lead levels due to the large number of recalls of imported toys. But the new law, which went into effect in February, does not seem to be keeping dangerous items off store shelves, as reporter Juan Ha found out.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
When 3-year-old David was just crawling, he regularly sucked on a set of vinyl cubes from the Baby Einstein Company, the kind that are supposed to help kids get smarter. His parents, Kim and Raymond, they asked us to use just their first names, didn't think much of it until tests showed lead concentrations in his blood were double what doctors consider tolerable.
We were mortified. He was scared and feeling like that maybe we were bad parents and we weren't taking care of our child well enough.
Because lead can harm brain development in children, an environmental inspector from Alameda County's lead prevention program was called out to their Castro Valley home. But tests of soil, paint, and drinking water came back negative for lead. The only item that tested positive was the Baby Einstein cube. In fact, it turned out to be on the federal toy recall list. David's dad, Raymond, doesn't think the government is doing enough to protect consumers.
You know, you get angry because you realize there's a lot of products out on the market that aren't safe. And you think that someone should be checking that or making sure that we're not exposed to that.
Under the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, children's products can't be sold in the U.S. if their lead content exceeds 600 parts per million. Those limits dropped by half this week and are even lower for lead paint. Lead is a cheap additive used to help bind plastic and vinyl, and it gives jewelry heft. The new law requires products to be certified by third-party labs. But here's the loophole. The certification requirement has been delayed until next year to give manufacturers and laboratories time to prepare. So there's little assurance that products meet the standards, unless, of course, you go on a shopping spree and put products to a laboratory test, which is what KQED did.
There's definitely a wide variety of items sitting here on the table. I mean, everything from a toy car, to jewelry, to lunch things.
Carolyn Cox is research director with the nonprofit Center for Environmental Health in Oakland. The group works to get lead and other toxics out of consumer items. KQED and the center purchased a variety of children's products, toys, jewelry, and everyday items at 14 discount stores from the Bay Area to Orange County and tested them for lead. The results? At 12 of the stores, including several big chains, we bought items that violated the new lead limit. Of the 200 items purchased, about one of every six exceeded the new lead limit. The Center for Environmental Health tested items with an X-ray fluorescence device. Most items that tested positive were then sent to a federally accredited lab in Hayward called MACS for detailed analysis.
So this is the metal star-shaped zipper from the CD case, and he will be cutting into smaller pieces.
This hot pink CD case is branded with a name many families know well and trust. Disney. The case features the logo of Camp Rock, a popular movie. The lab's tests show the zipper's surface contains lead levels triple the federal limit. Other Disney-licensed products, including a Hannah Montana vinyl address book, also exceeded the limit. A Disney spokesman says that the company requires manufacturers of Disney-licensed products to provide lab results that items meet federal standards. Calls to the New Jersey-based manufacturer Tri-Coastal Design were not returned.
They're appalling.
Julie Kirko is a nurse who oversees Alameda County's lead prevention program, and she's surprised at our list of violations.
There shouldn't be lead in any products. I mean, plain and simple. Certainly products that are marketed towards children.
Most kids get lead poisoning by ingesting it through their mouths. Then it accumulates in their bodies.
We're not going to see problems immediately the next week, the week after. You may see it a couple of years down the road. When they go to school, they're learning problems. They have some hyperactivity, difficulty reading. That's usually where you're going to see the deficits later on.
The Federal Consumer Product Safety Commission is charged with making sure companies comply with the new limits. Spokesman Scott Wolfson says all retailers and manufacturers are expected to follow the law despite the government stay requiring certification.
It's very serious for somebody to not be compliant at this time with the new limits that went into place on February 10th. These limits were put into place to give parents more confidence when they go shopping. We know that there are probably products out there that violate this new law. We're ready to act, but we need that information brought to our attention.
Under the law, manufacturers, distributors, and retailers can face fines of up to $100,000 per violation. But so far, no fines have been levied. For Quest, I'm Juan Ha, KQED Radio News.
Next Monday on Quest, we'll look at the challenges of keeping leaded toys off the shelves and to see a slideshow of toys that tested positive for lead. Go to our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and Ann S. Bowers, the Robert Noyce Trust.